We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, AMA, we do it every single Wednesday at this time. You ask, and we answer the questions that come in, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Susser, what do we got today?
All right, let's start out with Benjamin Isaac Brandenburger on Facebook. He says, Joe, tomorrow is the final presidential debate. Joe, what?
Yeah, during the Eagles game, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad scheduling.
Yeah. I didn't realize.
Horrible
scheduling.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm watching the Eagles.
He says, Joe,
what topics would you be best at in your future presidential debate? And have you ever debated before?
Oh, boy. Have I ever debated before? I don't think so. I think the answer to that is no.
I think you'd remember.
Well, I'm trying to think back to high school and
stuff. Dude.
You definitely remember.
Yeah, I mean, not like a formal debate, but like, was there ever a situation in class where teacher said, hey, you're on one side, you're on the other? I don't think so. What topics would I be best at? It's easier to answer what topics I'd be worst at. The economy, I would not, like, I'm not an economist.
Oh, good.
So I don't have that going for me.
It's a good campaign slogan.
That's exactly. What
I'm not an economist.
President,
I mean, I can't even say tear down this wall because there is no wall to tear down. There's no Berlin Wall anymore. I guess I'd be good at, like, civic responsibility.
Not good at politics.
No.
Not
I'd
good
be,
at economy.
No,
foreign
be,
policy.
Not good at foreign policy.
Civic responsibility. I'll be good at civic responsibility.
So that's your platform?
It'll be part of it. I'll say things like this. I'll say, like, ask not what I can do for you. Ask what you can do for me. Stuff like that. No, I don't know. Listen, these are the reasons
what a
why
winning campaign.
No, these are the reasons I'm not running for president yet. But obviously, I strongly consider it in the 40s, and I know that I'll need to brush up on a lot of things.
You
to
might
be prepared.
Need to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah. So, all right. Next question.
All right, this is a good one for you, Richard.
I know there's a lot of things I got to improve on. I get it.
Yeah, you could say that. All right, Jason Torrance wants to know. He says, John, what was the locker room like after the Tuck Rule game? And other than the Tuck Rule incident itself, what do you remember most about that day?
What I remember most about that day is that the game itself was extremely late, and it felt later than late because it was so cold. It was so dark and cold. I remember going out on the field before the game, and we're all trying to figure out what kind of cleats to wear because the field was frozen solid, and there was a layer of, like, ice and snow that was compacted down. So we spent a lot of time, like, getting the longest cleats that we could get, and then the equipment guys sharpened those cleats themselves, you know, screw-in cleats. We got inch-long screw-in cleats and sharpened them. Wow. So it was like we were wearing spelunking boots just to be able to have a grip on the frozen surface. It just felt cold. It felt late. And then after the game, what was the locker room like? We raised it. I mean, like, R-A-Z-E, raised. I'd never been in a position like that. It was the last game at the old Foxborough Stadium. There were guys who just tore that place apart.
Were there any sinks or toilets ripped out?
Yes.
Oh, buddy.
You know it's serious when the sink and toilets
are
ripped
buddy,
out.
That's serious. Yeah. What was Romo doing in there? I bet Romanowski was going wild in there.
And Barrett, Barrett Robbins. Robbins.
That must have been something in there.
And nothing was ever said about that.
God.
It never came.
Well, the Patriots had no room to talk.
Yeah, I think they knew that you guys got screwed over.
They're saying we'll take the win and move on.
Yeah,
we did not light it on fire. That's like about all you can say.
That's the limit. That's, yeah. Okay. Good.
You didn't go that far, but pretty much everything up to that point.
Oh, boy.
All right, good question from Josh Trainer on Twitter, because it just came up on our show, and it's also good because it's the same round of the playoffs. He wants to know, if you could choose one, would you rather have Kawhi miss the final shot in the 2019 playoffs, or Alshon catches the pass in the 2018 playoffs? Great hypothetical.
I'd much rather have Alshon catch the pass. Much rather. You know, the ironic part of that question is that neither moment would have guaranteed a victory.
Well, it's just, remember, also, Kawhi and also was, well, neither crazy. Moment was a championship yeah. round even.
Correct. Well, actually, they were in the same round. They were
my point, same
yeah.
round.
Yeah, I mean, the Kawhi shot was a tie game, but I felt – and listen, I mean, I obviously love the 76ers. Everyone knows that. But because the Eagles, it was the first year after the Super Bowl, and they hadn't yet lost the mantle of Super Bowl champion, that one to me was more stinging. And I just would have been – I would have loved to have seen what would have happened with Foles the rest of the way. So I would go with that one.
I wanted to see more from that. But I still didn't have a great feel for, like, the way that the game would have worked to our favor.
I think
after
the Eagles
that.
Would have won.
I hear about it all the time.
Yep.
No one ever says that, I don't think. No.
James, you think they would have won.
I absolutely think they would have won, all right, great question from Brandon Driscoll on Twitter. He asks, when will you have an on-air interview with, quote-unquote, Amy? Is it time to give your loyal listeners what they want? Brandon from Brookhaven.
It is time.
It's been time, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, I can consider this. I mean,
well, what's the hang-up?
We'll see what happens. Well, the hang-up is Richie going into, like, you know.
Needle mode?
Yeah, like, you know, he's going to be
it'll be great.
Prosecutorial
it'll be
style.
Like it's like an Allen Iverson possession. Everyone else just get out of the way. Yeah. Clear out. This is my possession.
Right, he's going to be like Caffey with Colonel Nathan Jessup. He's going to start screaming and yelling and asking probing questions, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I need to guard against. And so I'll consider it, but I let me think about it. Yeah, of course I fear it. 100% I fear it.
I would love to talk.
Yeah, there's
to
nothing
you.
I want more right now. If you could ask, just say one thing that I could get with this show, it would be that. So just put that out there. All right, good question from at That Morning Dip on Twitter. He says, what other topic besides sports do you think you guys could talk about all day and why?
As a talk show host, nothing else, honestly. I could talk about any number of things, but do I think I could be a talk show host? I don't.
Wow.
No, I don't. No. John could do food.
John could
food.
Be a food. Yeah, he could.
I would love the food thing.
Yeah, I mean, food is obviously.
Music, too.
Yeah, I'd like to do music. I'd also like I'm getting pretty well versed in child care.
Okay.
Can we start the Mr. Mom show? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm in for that.
I think it'd be cool.
Mr. Mom, there you are. All right, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
You and I could talk. Joe can be the third wheel. That'd be nice.
I would enjoy that.
That's right.
All right. Another great question on Twitter. PJB2 asks, how did DeCamera ever get a job as a sports talk show host? He's absolutely clueless about sports.
Whoa.
Wow.
That ain't nice.
Shots fired.
That ain't cool,
from PJB2.
Clueless about sports. Look at your record in Beat the Hammer.
It's like
like one of the few things you're not clueless about.
I mean, you know, listen, I mean, I don't know. You don't like me. All right, well. I guess I'm the opposite of Sally Field after winning the Oscar.
I knew you were going to say that. Like, I could have said it with you. I knew that was coming.
All right. Well, this guy's probably so young, he probably doesn't even know the Sally Field reference.
All right. Speaking of you, John R. Steyer on Twitter asks, is Joe ever 100% healthy?
No.
You're like a football player in season.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever get 100% healthy again.
It's just it.
I mean,
it's
I'm sore from playing tennis the last couple of weeks. I mean, I'm legitimately sore.
Still?
Yeah.
You should not still be sore.
I think I'm prone to the pulls and the tears, and I think I'm just prone to it. So, yeah, my legs are sore. It's weird, man.
When did you last play?
It's not weird. I mean, you did something athletic after doing nothing athletic
for a long time. The soreness should be gone after a couple days.
Last Wednesday. I just, I felt
a week ago.
Yeah,
you're still sore.
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, I think you've got something else going on.
I do
on.
Too. I think I probably have another pull or something. Like I, that's what I'm telling you. That's why I'm answering.
You're made of glass.
That's why I'm telling you. The answer is no. I don't think I'll ever be 100%. Like
just a constant deterioration.
You know when I feel? I'll tell you when I feel it the most. Honestly, is when I sleep. Because when I sleep, as I move, you move when you sleep. At least I do. And I just, like I'm sleeping, but I know there's an underlying,
sounds
I don't know.
Like it's not a very restful sleep.
Yeah, it's not a restful sleep.
That stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I feel it when I sleep,
that's
honestly.
Tough.
Yeah.
I've never felt anything
me
while sleeping.
Either. I just sleep and then I wake up.
No, believe me.
Maybe I'm a little stiff when I get up, but. All right, Kenny Spaulding.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Settle down. All right? Settle down. Cut that audio. It's outrageous.
And I can't get it up.
No, apparently you can, and that's outrageous. Disgraceful that comment. And I saw Seltzer's face, and he did not know what he was saying.
No, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. All right, good question.
I mean, that has drop of the year potential.
I think it's good. The phrasing could have been better.
Trust me. I know what you said. Keep going.
We'll hear. We'll listen. All right, Kenny Spaulding says, hey, guys, just curious. What is the household chore that you dislike the most? He says his is mowing the lawn.
Well, I have no chores in my household because I'm the only person in my household, and so I don't give myself chores. I just make sure it's straightened up from time to time. The thing that when I was growing up that I absolutely hated the most, it's outside the house, when my mom would tell me that I had to do the weeds. I hate it. Doing the weeds.
That's bad.
I hated it.
Yeah.
So that will always be my answer.
I hate it too.
The gutters weren't fun either. Cleaning out the gutters was not fun. But those would be my two. John?
I have a German short hair pointer, and he eats and then, does stuff in the yard that needs to be picked up. That's the worst. And this has been the story of my life. I've always had a dog, and I've always had to pick up after the dog. It's not fun. And as a child, I always had to pick it up before my dad was mowing the lawn. So this is when I was really, really young. With the shovel out there, with the paper grocery bag, filling it full, it scarred me early and still stings.
Wow.
Residually.
Wow. By the way, Seltzer, I mean, the music runs out. And no shame. He doesn't even try to put on more music. He just,
It says it's those 15 seconds left. That's really weird. It's still going, but you're right. This bed is not as long as
we know.
7, 6, yeah. 5, 4. That's really weird.
I mean,
silence on the end of the bed. What's that about?
Ask yourself, James. That's your system. That's not our system. So, all right. Good stuff. Good questions today. Hey, coming up at 12:30, another chance for you to win the Nest Audio from Google. We'll round back into the conversation of whether you think it's actually better for the Eagles. As John does, he thinks it's better for them to miss the playoffs. Also, up ahead next, you'll hear Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson speaking just a short time ago. Injury updates on some of the players. What he said.
Oh.
Status for tomorrow night's game.
Got some good stuff.
We got some news.
Okay.
What it is.
This is big.
You'll find out next. Shout out to Cameron John Ritchie on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.